on you. Now, say the din like this: boyo nida. Somebody is boyo's wife. That's a nida. Is metamim. He has the same aloch like a tamim tamachet. He has the same aloch like a tamim meis. His boyo nida katamim meis. For the more lamai, what is this? What is the end of this? What does this mishnah mean? Elai molatumas litumosam. The tamim, they both have the same tumah that they both tamim for 7 days. If you touch a meis, you tamim for seven days. And if you boil a nida, you also have the same tumah like a nida does. Fred Gemara, hi tumas shiva tzivabe. Here by nida, the Torah says clearly she's tummy for 7 days. For hi boil nida. For hi tumas shiva tzivabe. If somebody touches a mace, the Torah also says clearly he's tummy for 7 days. So what do you need a mishnah to tell me that if somebody's boiling nida, he has the same type of a tumah like a tummy mace? The Torah says both these tumas are equal. Elolav, l'chur, the Mishnah means to tell us, l'machnoisam, that both of them have the same halacha to be thrown out of the machna. That what, just like a tamei meis, only has to go out of machna shechina, he just can't go into the Beis HaMikdash itself, who adin, a boil nida, also has the same halacha. He's only thrown out of the machna shechina, but machna levi could go. Now the kashrut, what does this have to do with what we're talking about? Before we were talking about a balkeri, that we said a balkeri has the same halacha like a zav. The kashrut is like this. This is the end of the Mishnah that was brought down before. Since the end of the Mishnah is talking about Lomachnoisom, it's talking about which Machnas they are, I'll tell you, have a Reisha Nami Lomachnoisom. The Reisha is also talking about the Machnas. So this is the Kasha. And before it said about Keri is Kamaga Sheretz. That was the beginning of this Greisa. So the beginning of the Greisa says that about Keri is like Kamaga Sheretz. So we wanted to say it means that they both have the same demachne, which should only be for machne shechina. We answered no. It doesn't mean for the machne, it means for the ilchus tumah. But the kasha is that now we see the end of the braisa says that about boil nida is the same halacha like a tamei meis, for which halacha? For machne sayim. So here are both parts of the braisa telling us this chiddush that a boil nida has the same halacha like a tamei meis for the machne, only machne shechina. So here are the ratio also. That a balkeri has a loch like a tumah sheretz only for machne shechina, not more. And the Gemara know midi ira, these two parts of the brayso talking about the exact same case. I'll tell you hokadisa vokadisa. Each part of the brayso is talking about its own case. The first part of the brayso is not talking about the machne because they have two different halachas. Could be a balkeri has to go out of machne levi even, and a magas sheretz is only out of machne shechina. And we answered before. The Balkeri Kamaga Sheretz Matame Boynis, and Balkeri Matame Boynis. That was the Chiddush of the Reisha. That a Balkeri, even if you see it, Boynis, still the Locher is, you are Matame yourself. Mashen Kain, the Sefer, that's like talking about the Machnes Sayim, about the Machnes. To tell us that a Boyal Nida has the same type of a Machne as a Tomei Meis, that he only has to go out of Machne Shechina and not more. So the Gemara Meisli, have another Kasha now. The kasha on this man the other before that said that a balkeri has the same halacha like a tumah zav, that he has to go out of even machne leviya, the second machne. Meisvei, have a kasha. Shteit metzoira chomo mizav. A metzoira is more stricter, more chomo than a tumah zav. Vizav chomo mitumas meis. And a zav is also more stricter than a tumah meis. Somebody that touched a meis, a zav is more stricter. Now, yotzo balkeri, we should take out a balkeri, she tomei meis chomim imenu, that tomei meis, if somebody touches a meis, he has a more stricter halacha than stam a balkeri. So he says we take out a balkeri. For the more of my yotzo, what does this price mean, we take out a balkeri? What are we taking him out from? My yotzo, lav, it means yotzo mechlal zav, that a balkeri is taken out of the pasha of a zav. He does not have the tumah of a zav, ubo lechlal tamei meis, but rather a balkeri has the same halacha like a tamei meis. Why? The tamei meis chomim imenu, because the tamei meis is more strict, it's more chomer than a regular balkeri. A tamei meis is tamei for 7 days, and needs hazor shlishi ushvi, umut of a machna leviya, and still a person that touched the meis. He's only sent out of machna shechina. Mashen kein machna levi is allowed to go into, so. Hu adin, a balkeri also, is only thrown out of machne shechina, but machne levi is allowed to be into. So who this Bryce is saying clearly that a balkeri is like a tumah meis, and not like a tumah zav. So it's a kashan among the Yomim before that said no. Before we said that about Keri, we dash in a posik, Kol Zav, to teach us even about Keri, has to be thrown out of Machna Leviya. And here it's Mashma no, that about Keri has the same malach like a Tomei Meis. So it's a kashan that man the Yomim. And for the Gemara, Loi, Yotza, what about Leviya? Loi, Yotza mi Machna Tomei Meis, ve nichnas la Machna Zav. I tell you about Keri, it's like the first man the Yomim. That about Keri is taken out of the machne of a tamei meis. He is more stricter than a tamei meis. The nichnas lamachne zav. He goes into the same category, the same machne where a zav is allowed to go and not allowed to be. That just like a zav cannot be a machne leviya, only a machne Yisrael, who adin about Keri also has to go out of machne leviya and can only go into machne Yisrael. So what does the Brisa mean to say? V'yaf agav the tamei meis chamim imenu. Even though a tamei meis is more chomer, is more stricter, umuter b'machne leviya, and a tamei meis is muter to go into machne leviya. Still, we say no. Still, we say about Keri is more strict in this halacha that about Keri is more daimed to zav, that he's not allowed to be a machne leviya. And what's that of the hezbo? Why? Because we say lamay de domile madminen le. Because about Keri, we make him match up to a tumah that's daimed him like him. That just like a Balkeri, the tumah comes out of his goof, who are din azav, also the tumah comes out of his goof. Mashenka, the tummy mace, if you touch your mace, it's not any tumah coming out of your goof. Therefore, would rather say a Balkeri taka the same din like a zav, and they're both thrown out of machna leviya. Mashenka, the tummy mace is different. It's even though tummy mace is stricter, but at this point it has a kula. So, Drashti, the third line, lo yotza mechlal tummy mace. Lochi mashma, yotza balkeri miklal zeh. Tahanech lufi choyme tumosan choyme shluchem. That usually we say, something that's more strict to tumah, it has to be thrown out of a more of a machna. That's why a mitzore is the most, and a zav is next, and then comes tumah meis. So the Brisa says, though, yotza balkeri, but a balkeri goes out of here. Shaf al pi, shet tumah meis chomimenu, even though tummy mace is more chomer, shu tumas shiva, that a tumas mace is more chomer because there's tumas shiva to it, vizet tumas erev. Mashenkin, a balkeri only has a tumas erev, that's all. Afilu hochi, still we say, linyin machanois, negay to how far they have to be sent out, we say balkeri is chomer. A balkeri is more chomer. The akorchuch, kiksev v'chol zav. We had a pasuk before that says, loshin kol zav, any zav, is the rebuya balkeri yosa. It has to come to include even a Balkeri has the same halacha like a Zav. Lechlal Zav. So that's the Chiddush. Even though a Tomei Meis is more strict than a regular Balkeri. A Tomei Meis is Tomei for 7 days. A Balkeri is only Tomei for 1 day. Still, to be thrown out of the Machnes, Balkeri is more strict than a Tomei Meis. How do we know that? Because there was an extra postage before, Vechol Zav. Vechol Zav is coming to include something. V'chol tomei rebuye tomei sheretz, l'chal tomei tmei sotza. That's how we know these halachis. So the kid said there's no stira to the din before, that a balkeri has the same halacha like a zav. Right. So the Tani kaimet Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi. So Tana learned it from Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi. The pasuk says, V'yotza el michutz l'machne. It says you have to go out the yotze el mechutz lamachne. So Rashi says the balkeri ksiv. This pasuk is talking about a regular balkeri. It says ki yeh b'chol ish, that it becomes a balkeri. So the pasuk says the yotze el mechutz lamachne. If you're a balkeri yotamei, you have to go outside the machne. So what machne does this mean? Zu machne shchina. That he has to go out of machne shchina. A balkeri cannot go into the Beis Hamikdash. Then the pasuk says lo yovoy el toich hamachne. And he cannot come into the machne. Which machne is the second machne talking about? Zu machne leviya. It's talking about a machne leviya, the second one, the harabayis, that a balkeri cannot go into. Is mikan from this pasuk also we see the same halacha. Mikan la balkeri sheyotze chus l'shtei machnes. That a balkeri is sent out of the two machnes. So Rav Avdimi learns it from this pasuk alone. The yotze mechus l'machne lo yovo teich machne yeh both halachis. So Rashi, v'yotza mitoch machne, yibaker, hochi gasinim. V'yotza michus l'machne, zu machne shchina. V'lo yov v'yotoch ha machne, zu machne leviya. Mikan Shabbal Keri Mishloach Chutz L'Shtei Machnois. Dekom Akro Shemitma V'Yazor Yotzu Mishloim. So Rav Meir was talking about the person is in the Beis Hamikdash himself, and there it becomes a Balkeri. So he's saying not only does he have to go out of the Beis Hamikdash, he also has to go out of Machne Leviyah. He has to go out to Machne Leviyah and cannot be more than Machne Yisrael. In Yerushalayim he could stay. Omalei for the Mar Akasha, how could Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi dash in the pasuk this way? Omalei, Akati Yastav Akasha you. Akati loy al siya afikte. You didn't go in. How could we take you out? This is the kasha. So Rashi learns Omalei, Akati loy alisei afikte. So Rashi Adayin loy ichnasta lamach leviya. He wasn't brought into mach leviya yet. You took him out already, Mimenu. So he's a kasha, how we're dashing the posik. To me, the comrade, since we are saying, Lo yovo l'toicho, you cannot come into it, Mechlau d'yoymet chutzlo. The posik says, Lo yovo, you can't come into Machne Levi, we're saying now. Mashmi is talking about he's outside the Machne, and we're saying he can't go in. Oh, comrade, you're telling me now, Lo yichnas, vu akati lo yishtoi bezeh, she yotsu Machne Shechino. First he's standing in Machne Shechina. So you say V'yotza M'chus Machne, he has to go out of there. He has to go out of Machne Shechina. And then you dash in the second posik that says V'loyovi Altoicha Machne Poshas Mashma. If the guy is standing outside, the outside altogether, he's not allowed to go into Machne Leviyah. So the Bistul Modna, where is the guy talking about? Is he in the Beis Hamikdash or is he outside? Like you can't dash him both ways. You're saying he's inside, he's not allowed to go out. Then you're saying if he's all the way out, he can't go in. Like where is the guy standing? He's omalei akati leal alsei afikti. He didn't go in yet. You're taking him out. Lish nachrin. Another way to ask the kasher is akati le afikti alisein. The same thing. He didn't go out yet. You're bringing him in. Ela the pshat in the pasuk is like this. Ela ema. Let's say like this. Michutz lamachne zu machne levia. The pasuk says. The Yotze El Michutz La Machne or Bal Keri has to go outside the Machne. That means Machne Leviyah. Inachnami. If he's inside Machne Leviyah, he has to leave it. He has to leave the Harabayis. Then the pasuk says Lo Yovoi Al Teicha Machne. What does that mean? Zu Machne Shechina. That when he's leaving the Harabayis, he's not allowed to go forwards into the Beis Hamikdash into Machne Shechina, but rather he has to leave the Machne Leviyah and go outside. That's pshat the pasuk. So Rashi says, Elein Mohochi, V'yotza Michutz LaMachne Zumach Leviyah. U'keshebo Losef Imenu. The Pasuk is talking about the person now became a Balkeri in the Harabayis, in Machne Leviyah. Now he has to leave Machne Leviyah. So the Pasuk is telling him, Anu Pshat, Al Yikones LaMachne Shechina. When you're leaving the Machne Leviyah, you're not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina. Don't go forwards into the Beis Hamikdash, but rather you have to leave the Harabayis. So the Kasher is Tshita. His mother, you have to leave Machne Leviyah, the Harabayis, for sure you're not allowed to go forwards into the Beis Hamikdash. Avada, that's also. And the Gemara, V'loy hevik siva shtei machnas, and the Pasuk wouldn't have said the two machnas here, that it says V'yotzel michus la machne, then it says L'yov v'yaltecha machne. Why does the Torah say two times machnas? Hevel mokminin lo v'oymed b'machne shchina. If the Torah would only said one time machne, I would say the person is talking about in the Beis Hamikdash itself. He became a Balkari in the Beis Hamikdash. And we say he has to leave the Beis Hamikdash. That's all. But when he goes outside the Beis Hamikdash into the Har Abayis, the Machne Leviyah, maybe he could stay there. He's not sent out. But now that the Torah says two times Machne, V'yotzel michus l'machne, and l'yovo yaltecha machne, ishtei machne sakorcha chokhi tukmon. Now the apostle is telling me a chiddush, that when he's in the Machne Levi, he's in the Harabayis, where he has to go out of that. So Pshita, we're just saying that the second Machne is teaching us that not only from Machne Shechina does he have to go out, but even from Machne Levi he has to leave. And only Machne Yisrael is imuta. So that's the way Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi knows the halacha, that about Keri is also to be in Machne Levi. For the Markasha, Maskava Ravina. Eima, why don't we send out like that? Eima, let's say individual Machne Shechina. Both of the Shan, this Postik, both Machnes mean he just can't be a Machne Shechina. The Yotze al Michus Machne means if he's about carry in the Beis Hamikdash, he has to leave it. And the next part of the pasuk says, "La yov yatoichem machne," means the same thing. He is not allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash if he's a Bakeri. So what do I need two psukim for to tell me in machne shvini zosa? For lav or Allah, the yesev loisa say. Okay, the first part of the pasuk, the yotza, the mitzvah sasei. If you become a Bakeri in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah sasei, the yotza, go out. The second part of the pasuk, la yov yatoichem machne, is a lav. Let's say you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's a lav not to go inside. But maybe both parts of the pasuk are only talking about that a Balkari can't be in the Beis Hamikdash itself, in the Machne Shechina. But maybe Machne Avi is Mutter. And yeah. So tomorrow that can't be. In Cain, if that's shot, Lame Makrua, the pasuk should have said like this. The Yotso El Mechutz LaMachne. Good. There's a mitzvah sesei. If you become Tommy a Balkari in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah sesei to leave the Beis Hamikdash. You have to be the Yotso Mechutz LaMachne. Now, if you want to say it's only a lav, the Torah just should have said, for lo yovoy el toich, period. Don't go inside. Because Peshitta, we're talking about now the mitzvah sesei, to leave the Machne Shechina, leave the Beis Hamikdash. So now when there's a lav, Peshitta, the lav means you can't go inside the Machne Shechina. Heis ha-machne lomeli. Why did the Torah have to write a second time ha-machne? It just should have said, lo yovoy el toich, don't go inside. Inside what? We're talking about the Machne Shechina. Why did I have to say, Layovi El Teich HaMachne? Why did it say a second time the word HaMachne? Shema Mino, Litin Le Machne Cheris. The reason why the terrorist said two times the word Machne in this pasuk is to teach us that a Balkari is thrown out of two Machnes. Not only Machne Shechinah, but even Machne Leviyosom. So maybe it's good to say like we had before, that a Balkari has the same din like two Mazav, that not only for Machne Shechinah, even for Machne Leviyah, he has to go out. Right. The Mishnah now says again that Eilu Devorim, these are the things of the Korban Pesach, that's even Doicha Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So said Shita, the Shchita, the Zrika of the Korban Pesach, a Tevera of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Shchita, and you're allowed to make the Zrika. Hu Adinu Michu Kerova. You're allowed to clean out the intestines, the inside of the animal. That's also Mutter to do on Shabbos. And the pshat is because if you don't take the junk out of the animal, if you let it stay there, it'll start to smell, the animal will be masriach, and it's not nice for kutchim to be masriach. Therefore, you let it clean out, take the junk out of the animal. For the Gemara, my michu kerovav, what does it mean you're cleaning out the intestines of the animal? You make a hole in the intestines and then back there, and take out all the junk, all the perish from the animal, you let it come out. Sadrashi. Menakfim besakin, sheyot sahareya. Let the junk, the discretion of the animal come out. Shem yinichenu b'teichos. If we let the junk stay inside the animal, yasrichu, it starts to smell and right away inside it. Koydim shetechshach, before it become nighttime. And that's not nice for the korban pesach to start to be masriach. So that's why on Shabbos, you're allowed to like take a knife and cut open the intestines, the place there, and all the junk should come out. V'loshen michos atrashi shemoytzi perish raka. You're taking out the liquid, the soft junk. Shenimcha v'teicha, that was dissolved inside it. Right? Rashi has lishna. Another pshat is michu loshin akiva, a loshin of making a hole. You've got to stab it, make a hole there, that the excretion should come out of it. So that's what Rafuna says. It means shemanach v'mesakin. You can make a hole with a knife, make a hole there, that the excretion should come out of the animal. Rav Chiya bar Ami Omar, bar Rav Omar, shirka demaya. Just means Shirka the Mayan Zatrashi, Lecha Ho'aduka the Mayan. Just means the liquids that stuck inside the intestines. Shayotzimem, the way you get these liquids out, is not cutting it, but rather Bedoichit, Pesakin, by pressing down the knife along the intestines, that you're like pushing out the liquid out of it. Yeah, Micho Loshin Dava Bizui, something that's not nice, that you're like pushing it out. That's all. Like you're not allowed to make a hole there, not allowed to cut the intestines. But rather just take the knife and press down on the intestines to get all the junk, all the dirty water out of it. Yeah. Shrika de Maya. The nafka that goes out, agav ducha de skino. By pressing it down with its knife, that causes this excretion to leave it. Omer Reb Loza, my time of the Chiyabarav, what does he say like this, that michoy means getting out this dirty liquid out of the body? The pasuk says, v'chor vois mechim. With Ashen the pasuk in Yeshayo means, Mechne means the Rishoyim. When their houses will be horribly destroyed, is Gorim Yechelu. That means the Tzadikim will lead it up. So, my mashma, how do we know that the word Mechne means like a rush or something nice, not nice? Because the Matagan Rav Yosef, when they say the Rishiyah, the nechasim, the property that belongs to the rishayim, is tzaddikah yechsunun. The tzaddikah will lead it up. So see, a lashon mechim goes on rishayim. Somebody that's mis here also lashon micha means taking out the discreet, the taking out the junk from the animal. So Rashi rishayim alma dover ra usnuyu, something bad that you don't like. Oma, yeah. Right, and another pasuk says Nishayo and the row kivosim that they'll pasture a regular sheep kedavrim the way they usually do it. Now there'll be good times. Shashi kivosim Yisrael, yeah. Omar Menashe bar Yimya, Omar Rav kimaduba bum. That means the way they do it in the normal manner. Shashi kamoish yeftichu ayedei novi. The way the novi gave all avtocha, things will be good. My kimaduba bum. What does it mean? The novi gave all avtocha, things will be good. Omar Abaya. Abaya says like this. We had the end of the pasuk. The chorvois mechim that the rishoyim their houses will be destroyed is gorim yechelu. The tzaddikim will come and eat it. So that's what the beginning of the pasuk means. Vero kevosim kedavrim, things will go the right way. That tzaddikim will be able to zeichet eat up the rishoyim's property. Omalei Rava. So Rava said that can't be pshat in the pasuk. Pishleim iksiv chorvois. The word at the end of the pasuk said chorvois mechim without a vav will be good. Could a kamrit. Like the beginning of Pasuk says, Vero Chavosim Kedavram, and then it would say, Chorvas Mechim Gorim. That's the pshat, things will be good, that the tzaddikim will be eating up the property of the Rishoyim. Habahashtu, the Siv, Vichorvas, it says above there, Milsach Ritikoma. Mashma, the beginning of the Pasuk, Vero Chavosim Kedavram is going on something. And then it says another thing, another statement in the Pasuk, that Vichorvas Mechim Gorim, that's something else. Elo Amarov, the Rav learns like this. What's pshat the beginning of the pasuk that says Vero kevosim kedavrim that the tzaddikim they'll be pasturing their animals the normal manner the way things are good? K'derav Chanano, Omar Rav, the Omar Rav Chanano Omar Rav, Asidim tzaddikim sheyichyu es hameisim. When it comes to pshat tchias hameisim on the Mashiach, his wife says the Eibishter will make tchias hameisim on the tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim themselves they will make tchias hameisim on the other meisim. Asidim tzaddikim sheyichyu es hameisim. The tzaddikim will bring alive again the meisim. That's pshat this pasuk. Vero kevosim kedavrim will be the normal manner that the tzaddikim will be hechya hameisim. I will soon see how do we know this from the first pasuk? Mason. What's the raya? Ksiv hoch, it says here, Vero kvosin. It says kedavrim. Or ksiv hosin, it says another psukim, Yiru boshin vigilot. Kimei oilam. It says also, Lashin Yiru by boshin vigilot. Now who does boshin and gilot go on? Boshin ze Elisha. That goes on Elisha. Habo min aboshin, it came from boshin. Shinema vayanu ushofat aboshin. Or ksiv poi Elisha ben shofat asha yosek mayim aydei Elio. So he says goes on Elisha, and Elisha was Hechya Meisim. So maybe it doesn't mean maybe by Tchias Meisim. Stama means that there'll be tzaddikim coming out. Tzaddikim will have a koyach to be Mechaya Meisim. Like Elisha, he was Mechaya Meisim. Rashi says, Eila kimaduba bom dereisha ainu beliyov Elisha shechya Meisim kach yichya kol tzaddikim es Meisim yiruvarol gzereshova. And just like they did it, no, Pasha doesn't mean. B'shas tchias hameisim, other tzaddikim will also be mechaya meisim. So Rashi says, Elisha ksiv al shehechya ben ha-shunamis. Elisha brought alive again the son of Shunamis. Vaito, who does Gilad go on? Gilad ze Elio, that goes on Elio. Shenemar v'yom Elio atishbi, mitoshove Gilad. So also, the pasuk means, Yiru boshim Gilad, tzibal pasuk also. Vero kevoshim kedavrim, that l'tchias by Moshe Mashiach, there'll be tzaddikim there that will also be able to be Mechaya Meisim. Omer Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Asidim tzaddikim sheyichyu Meisim. Tzaddikim will get up by Tchias Meisim, and they'll have the koyach to bring other Meisim alive. Shenem of the Pasuk says, Oy yeshvu zekeinim uzekeinois, v'rechaygus Yerushalayim, v'yish mishante v'yodoy, me'roiv yomim, ol'tziv v'samta mishante apnei hanar. Says there when he was Mechaya Meisim, the Sloshin, he put his mishante, his stick, Apnei Anar, is here also, Mishantai also means that Tzaddikim will have a chance to be Mechaya Meisim. Shashiv Elisha Ksivya, Vesanti Mashanti, the Elisha Ksiv, Al Shechia Ben Ashinamis. Elisha says this postic, he was Machaya Mesim, who Adin Sadiqim will be able to be Machaya Mesim. Ula Rami, Ula Yasef Rakasha. Ksiv, one postic says, Bila Hamovas Onesach. The Mesa Mashiach, the Malach Hamovas will be swallowed up. Pashir means there won't be any more Misa. Nobody will die, Yemaisa Mashiach. Rashi says, Bila Hamovas, Yeboila Malach Hamovas Lo Yishloi. He won't be shelled anymore, Yemaisa Mashiach. Oksiv, another postic says, Kianar Ben Meyashani Yemais. A son, 100 years old, will die. So you see, people will die, Yemaisa Mashiach. Now the Merle Kasha, Kan Yisrael, Kan Biyakim. The Goyim, they will die, Yemaisa Mashiach. But the Yisraelim, they'll live forever. Fred Gemara, the Yerde Kachav and my boy Hosim, Yemaisa Mashiach, how come the Goyim will be alive altogether then? And the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yomdu Zorim V'ro Tzainchem, that the Zorim, the Goyim, will come, and they'll pasture our sheep, O'v'nei Nechor Ikoreichem, that the Goyim will come, and they'll plow the land for us, V'karmechem, they'll make the Kerumim, they'll make the vineyards. In other words, we'll need Goyim, Yemaisa Mashiach also, to help us, to work for us. So that's why the Goyim will be there, but the Goyim will die. Rav Chiz the Rav, Chiz the Asa, another Kasha. Chiz, one Pasuk says, V'chof for HaLavon, Lavon will be hidden up like, U'boi Shacham, and the sun will also be hidden up. It won't be able to shine so much. U'tziv, another Pasuk says, V'hoi Yor HaLavon, Akor HaCham, Fakert, that the moon will have so much light, Yemaisa Mashiach, like the sun is now. V'yor HaCham, how strong will the sun be? Yeshivasayim, Kiyor Shivasayonim. It'll be 7 times 7, it'll be 49 times as strong as it is now. That's how strong the sun will be. So Kuriya Sefer Kiyat Astira, here it says it will be much more lighter. And the Merle Lakasha, Kan Yerlam Abo, Kan Yemaisa Mashiach. Erlam Abo, Rashi says, V'chofra Lavona, there won't be so light. Ubu Shacham, V'shacham, the sun won't give us so much rays. So Lo Yehei Boilam, El Aziv Zoyer Omar Eshchina. In Erlam Abo, you don't have the real light there. It's only the Ziv, the Shechina, the Kodesh Baruch Hu shines there. It's not that strong. Mashenkin Yemaisa Mashiach, Shrashi Yeh Or Alavona Kurachamba. Yemaisa Mashiach, then the sun and the moon will shine very much. Shred Gemara Lishmul, though, the Yom Ein Ben Eilam Azel Yemaisa Mashiach El Lishivad Malchus Bavad, but according to Shmuel, that he says there's no difference between the way we live now and the way it will be in Yemaisa Mashiach, only there won't be Shivad Malchus, the Goyim won't bother us anymore, they'll all be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they won't bother us to be Makir the Yid, nor Yid is the Yid, but our Korban won't be anything different. As wherever the Novi said that they'll be different, that goes on Tchias HaMesim. For it doesn't go on Yemaisa Mashiach, or goes Zechres, or afterwards, for it doesn't go on Yemaisa Mashiach. So how could you answer this question? Then the Chorutz HaSivir then, one Pasuk says it'll be very light, and one Pasuk says it won't be so light. And the Gemara Michael and Eimah, Idividid Olam Abo, both Pesukim Ataka talking about in Olam Abo. Olay Kasha, Kan B'machna Shechina, maybe there will be very, very light, Kan B'machna Tzadikim. In the Machna, where the Tzadikim will be, there it won't be that light, there will just be, they'll have a little bit Ziv HaShechina. So both are going on Olam Abo, and not Yemaisa Mashiach. The Rashi L'Shmuel, according to Shmuel Sheet, there always is, the Yom Yemaisa Mashiach, Ein Mishtan Ein Mishalach, there won't be any difference. Ma'u Mekayim B'ho Yor Al-Vonik Rachama, the Teretz is both going on Olam Abo, and one is going in Machne Shechina, and one is going in Machne where Tzadikim are. Rova Rami, Rova Yechnada Kashik, Siv. One Pasuk says, Ani Omes V'yechia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill, and he'll be Mechayim Eisim, will bring alive again. Oksiv, another Pasuk says, Machatzti V'aner Erpa. That I'm the one that makes you get sick, V'ani Erpa, I'm the one that makes you heal you up again. There's a Kasha, Hashtach Hu Yimechaya, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you become alive again, Merapala Kolshchein, for sure he'll heal you up. Like, what are the Pasuk? So Moran says, Elo, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying like this, Ma Shani Meimis Ani Mechaya. The same person that I killed, there'll be Tchias HaMesim. And the other meaning is, that there won't be Tchias HaMesim, won't be Hashem will bring alive again the Mason that died already, but rather he'll create new people. They'll be like a new birth. That's the way Tchias HaMesim will be. No, Hashem is saying, Ma Shani Meimis, the people that I killed already, that are dead already, Ani Mechaya, I'll bring them alive again. The same way when somebody gets hit, gets sick, and you heal them up, it's not the pshat that healing is, you're making a new person now, you're just healing a person that was sick already. Same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring alive again the people that were dead, and not the pshat to create new people. Rashi says, Kivan Shom Hashem Eisim Hu Mechaya Pshita She HaMoichsim Yochel Irpois El Hos Lashminon The Light Tema Don't Think Amos V'yech Yelav De Meisim Chaim Not the people that were dead will come alive again Kamar El Ani Amos Es HaMeisim I Tach Kill those people already V'ani Mechayim Zon Es HaChayim O Boires An Elodim Maybe I'll create new people That's the way Tchias HaMeisim will be Lachik Sir The Pasuk says No Mechatsi V'ani Erpo Kishem Shema Shemechatsi Ani Erpo Yein Rufu El HaBamukir What are you healing up means somebody that's hit, that's sick? Kach oysa atzloi, shani neimes ani mechayim. The same way the person, Gufa, that was dead, there'll be a tchisam esam on him, Gufa. Tell the Rabbanim, ani omes v'yechia. Yocho misa b'yechod of v'chayim b'yechod. The Bryce speaks that clearly. I would think one person will die and a new person will come alive again. Kiderach oylem, the sh'oylem lay, the way we have it now, that people die and new people are born. Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, no. Mochatzi v'ani erpo. Ma maka refuah b'yechod. Just like when somebody gets hit and you heal them up again, it's the same person. Af misa v'chayim b'yechod. When a person dies and become alive, it's going to be the same person. Mikan, from here, these tzukim, tshuva, tzikasha, l'yayim, to the people that say, ain't tchias ha-meisim in ha-toyim. Because here, so often the Pasuk, there will be a tchias ha-meisim. Dover achar, another pshat is, v'tchilo ma shani meimis ani mechaya. That yes, the kasha, if Hashem brings them alive again, for sure they'll be healed up. Teres says no. By Tchias HaMeisim, if somebody, when he died, he was sick, Chleis, he was missing a lung, something was wrong, is Peshat Tchias HaMeisim first, Petchilo Ma'ashani Me'imisani Mechaya. The same way the person died, that's the way Hashem will make him alive again. He'll be the same Baal Mum, he'll have the same sickness. For Hodor, after he becomes alive again, Masha Mechatsi Vani Erpo. Then there'll be a second nice leg. Hashem will heal them up, then all the sicknesses will go away. Right, then the Mishnah says,